upstate New York, Woodstock. Almost certainly you get a flash of muddy hippies swaying to Bob Dylan or Jimi Hendrix. But the famed 1969 music festival actually obscures the older and perhaps wiser Woodstock story. It's hidden deep in the forest there, as it has been for 100 years.
I'm Joe Bevilacqua at the Birdcliff Arts Colony in the Catskill Mountains, 1.5 miles from the center of Woodstock, New York. For more than a century, the colony has been a haven for visual artists, writers, craftspeople, musicians, and theater artists. Carla Smith, executive director of the Woodstock Group, believes Woodstock wouldn't be Woodstock without the dream of Ralph Radcliffe Whitehead.
Well, Mr. Whitehead was actually living in California, and he hired two men, Hervey White and Bolton Brown, and he traveled with Hervey to find a place that reminded him and his wife of Italy and had the nice rolling, small, short hills. It's kind of reminiscent of the Catskills.
Taken from the middle names of Whitehead and his wife, Jane Bird McCall, Birdcliffe was fully built and operating by the summer of 1903. Within the 300 acres are pottery, wood, and metalworking shops, an art school, a theater, and 30 Swiss chalets of dark-stained indigenous pine. Among this year's artists in residence is Gioia Timpanelli, who for more than 40 years has written and painted from her well-worn chalet.
True to the precepts of the Utopian community's founders, the cabin, sitting on a dry stone wall foundation of simple wood construction, was a real place, one showing the natural beauty that requires a fundamental life, with few material things and no wasting of time.
Among the more famous tenants of Birdcliffe are poet Wallace Stevens, painter Milton Avery, dancer Isadora Duncan, singer-songwriter Bob Dylan, and actor Chevy Chase.
But we're headed towards skylights. As you can see, it has two skylights. And it's about 100 feet long. As Gioia was saying, the cottages are all very different.
This is pastel artist Elisa Gore's first summer at Birdcliffe, a place she feels evokes a sense of stopped time.
We're completely in nature here. I could drive 5 minutes from here, get onto a nature trail, hike in 2.5-3 miles, and be surrounded by nothing but trees, nothing but bugs, little frogs. And to have that and also be about 100 miles from New York City is extremely special.
Gore believes that Birdcliffe's commitment to the artists comes with a responsibility.
As a painter, I have a responsibility to make the best paintings I can because this is a treasure. And I think that it's a miracle this place hasn't been bacon stripped and turned and developed.
For 100 summers, residents of the Birdcliffe Arts Colony have experienced more than a collection of cabins in the woods. For Gioia Timpanelli and Elisa Gore, it is what Ralph Radcliffe Whitehead called a place to live the life that is art. In Woodstock, New York, I'm Joe Bevilacqua.
Birdcliffe's Centennial Exhibit continues through Sunday and goes on a national tour next summer. This is Day to Day from NPR News.